Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India now produces most of its defense equipments domestically, highlights defense production tripled in the past decade, reaching 1.5 lakh crore rupees. In Bihar Assembly elections, 1,314 candidates remain in contest for 121 seats of the first phase of polling after last date of withdrawal. Festival of Lights Diwali being celebrated across the country and abroad. President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend greetings on the occasion. US President Donald Trump says ceasefire between Hamas and Israel is holding even as Tel Aviv continues its deadly strikes. And in ICC Women's Cricket World Cup, Sri Lanka set a target of 203 runs for Bangladesh to win the match. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India's defence production has tripled in the past decade, reaching 1.5 lakh crore rupees, with over 40 indigenously built warships and submarines delivered since 2014. He said India now produces most of its defence equipment domestically, with a new warship or submarine added to the Navy every 40 days on average, keeping up his annual tradition of celebrating Diwali with the Indian Armed Forces. Mr. Modi celebrated the Festival of Lights with the Navy personnel on board INS Vikrant off the coast of Goa and Karwar today.
पिछले 11 वर्षों में हमारा डिफेंस प्रोडक्शन तीन गुना से ज्यादा हो गया है. पिछले साल तक ये रिकॉर्ड 1.5 लाख करोड़ रुपए से अधिक पहुंच गया है. मैं एक और उदाहरण देश को बताना चाहता हूं. 2014 से अब तक भारतीय शिपयार्ड से नौसेना को 40 से ज्यादा स्वदेशी युद्धपोत और पनडुब्बियां मिले हैं.
Mr. Modi said that the extraordinary coordination among the three defense services together compelled Pakistan to surrender during Operation Sindoor. Mr. Modi said that INS Vikrant is a towering symbol of Atmanirbhar Bharat and Made in India.
जिस दिन देश को स्वदेशी INS Vikrant मिला था, उसी दिन भारतीय नौसेना ने गुलामी के एक बड़े प्रतीक चिन्ह का त्याग कर दिया था. हमारी नेवी ने छत्रपति शिवाजी महाराज की प्रेरणा से नया ध्वज अपनाया था. हमारा INS विक्रांत आज आत्मनिर्भर भारत और मेड इन इंडिया का बहुत बड़ा प्रतीक है.
The Prime Minister also lauded the valor and determination of security forces and said it was due to that the nation has achieved a significant milestone by eliminating Maoist terrorism.
2014 से पहले देश के करीब 125 जिले माओवादी हिंसा की चपेट में थे और अब 125 से घट करके सिर्फ 11 रह गई है. 11 और 11 में भी जिसको थोड़ा अभी भी उनका प्रभाव नजर आ रहा है वो संख्या तो सिर्फ 3 जिले बचे हैं. 100 से ज्यादा जिले माओवादी आतंक से पूरी तरह आजाद होकर पहली बार खुली हवा में सांस ले रहे हैं.
In Bihar, after the end of the deadline for withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of assembly elections, a total of 1,314 candidates remain in the fray for 121 assembly constituencies. In this phase, 61 candidates withdrew their nominations. A total of 1,690 candidates had filed nomination papers across 18 districts, out of which 1,375 were found valid. Polling for the first phase will be held on the 6th of next month. A report from our correspondent.
After the end of deadline for the withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections, the Kurni and Muzaffarpur Assembly constituency in the Muzaffarpur district have the highest number of candidates, 20 each, in the fray. Meanwhile, the lowest number of the candidates, 5 each, are contesting from Bhore in Gopalganj district and from the Alauli and Parbatta constituencies in Khagadia district. The Patna district, which has the highest number of assembly constituencies, 14 in the state, now has a total of 149 candidates in the fray. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Meanwhile, the nomination filing deadline has ended for the second and the final phase of the assembly elections, which covers 122 constituencies in 20 districts. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place tomorrow, and candidates can withdraw the nominations by the 23rd of October. In Ladakh, crucial talks between the centre and Ladakh representatives, which were called off nearly 3 weeks ago, are set to resume on Wednesday. The Leh apex body leader, Shering Dorji Lokrook, told a press conference in Leh today that the centre has informed the date for resumption of talks. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates, round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of this story and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. Festival of Lights Diwali is being celebrated across the country and abroad today with traditional fervor and gaiety. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth Lakshmi on the occasion. The Border Security Force, BSF personnel deployed at Punjab border with Pakistan are celebrating the festival lights with much fervor and gaiety. Vigilant as ever, they are keeping a sharp eye on the border as well. BSF Punjab Frontier Chief Inspector General Dr. Atul Falzele was in Gurdaspur sector last evening to celebrate with the troops. Cultural events are being organized in various sectors in which senior officers are participating. Diwali is being celebrated with much enthusiasm in Madhya Pradesh.
People were seen purchasing lamps, firecrackers and other essentials items. Taking advantage of the reducing in GST rates, people made purchases of vehicle and electrical goods. In the capital, Bhopal, ghee laddu and kesar barfi are in high demand at sweet shops. Special security and traffic arrangements have been made in all major cities of the state. Rashid Ahmed Khan, Bhopal.
Deepavali is being celebrated in West Bengal. We have more from our correspondent.
The festival of light, Deepavali, is being celebrated with hope and positivity in West Bengal. Houses, shops and buildings are being decorated with diyas and lights. Kali Puja is also being performed in West Bengal today. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of Diwali. On the occasion of Diwali, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. In a social media post, the President noted that they exchanged Diwali greetings. In a heartwarming display of cultural appreciation, diplomatic missions across New Delhi joined in the Diwali celebrations today, extending festive greetings to the people of India. Embassies from Austria, Brazil, Finland, Israel, Switzerland, and the European Union marked the occasion with joy and colour. Leaders from Australia, New Zealand, and Singapore shared greetings, recognizing Diwali's significance in promoting peace and togetherness across cultures. In the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Keir Starmer marked the occasion by recalling his recent visit to India, where he lit a diya in Mumbai as a symbol of devotion and renewed bonds. In Nepal, Lakshmi Puja is being performed this evening by worshipping Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth, affluence and prosperity, with devotion. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today visited the war room at the Railway Board in New Delhi. During the visit, he took stock of the passengers' movement during the festive season. Mr. Vaishnaw encouraged the staff morale for working 24 hours and extended his wishes to them on the occasion of Diwali. During the ongoing festive season, Indian Railways have made extensive arrangements to handle the rise in passenger demand. To ensure smooth travel during Durga Puja, Diwali and Chhat, the Railways is operating over 12,000 special trains. And in news just in, veteran Hindi film actor Shri Govardhan Asrani, fondly known as Asrani, passed away today at the age of 84 after a prolonged illness. The actor's nephew, Ashok Asrani, said Asrani breathed his last around 4 p.m. Best known for his role as the jailer in Sholay, he also starred in hits like Chupke Chupke, Bhool Bhulaiya, Dhamal and Bunty or Bubbly 2. Originally from Jaipur, Rajasthan, Asrani was educated at St. Javier's School in his hometown before embarking on a remarkable journey in Indian cinema. With a career spanning over 5 decades, Asrani's contribution to Hindi cinema, especially in the genre of comedy, was both prolific and profound. The GST Bachat Utsav announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month is benefiting people across all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report highlighting the impact of GST reforms in strengthening the country's electronics sector.
The next generation GST reforms have given a strong boost to India's electronics sector by significantly reducing tax rates. This step has made technology more affordable for citizens while encouraging domestic manufacturing. Under the new reforms, GST on monitors and projectors has been reduced from 28% to 18%. This move is strengthening the digital economy, promoting innovation, and supporting the startup ecosystem. Similarly, products like air conditioners, dishwashers, and television now attract only 18% GST instead of the earlier 28%. This reduction is driving domestic demand and improving affordability for households. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, a sales executive at an electronic showroom in New Delhi, William Joseph said that electronic market has seen a noticeable improvement in sales following the GST reforms.
10% GST reduced.
GST has been reduced 10% from 28%. Now it is 18%. Due to which customers' queries have increased. I am getting better response because the price has been reduced. Definitely the impact on sales is there due to which sales have been increased.
The reforms in this sector are ensuring that advanced and sustainable electronic technologies reach citizens at affordable prices. With Samarth, Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Bringing festive cheer to Dalal Street, both the National Stock Exchange and the Bombay Stock Exchange will hold a special Diwali Muhurat trading session tomorrow. According to the circular released by the exchanges, the markets will open at 1:45 p.m. and close at 2:45 p.m. U.S. President Donald Trump says the ceasefire between the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas and Israel is holding even as Israel continues its deadly strikes. His comments came as Israel launched a new wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip today, killing at least 15 civilians, including a journalist, after an explosion killed two Israeli soldiers near Rafah. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump's advisor Jared Kushner and special envoy Steve Witkoff arrived in Israel today. They are expected to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, while U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is scheduled to join talks tomorrow. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Bangladesh women were 115 for 3 in 33 overs against Sri Lanka at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Mumbai when reports last came in. Earlier, Sri Lanka women won the toss and opted to bat first. Electing to bat first after winning the toss, Sri Lanka scored 202 for 9 in 48.4 overs. Both teams have 2 points each and will be looking to keep their semi-final hopes alive with a win. The winner will join England, Australia and South Africa in the semi-finals. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange color warning for heavy rainfall in Tamil Nadu for the next 4 days. The IMD also estimated very heavy rainfall conditions over Puducherry and Karaikal for the next 2 days. According to the IMD, isolated places over Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Lakshadweep and Andaman and Nicobar Islands are expected to experience heavy rainfall tomorrow. In China, the 20th Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, CPC, started its fourth plenary session in Beijing today. President Mr. Xi Jinping, who is also the Secretary General of the CPC Central Committee, delivered a work report on behalf of the Politburo. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India now produces most of its defense equipments domestically, highlights defense production tripled in the past decade, reaching 1.5 lakh crore rupees. In Bihar Assembly elections, 1,314 candidates remain in contest for 121 seats of the first phase of polling after the last date of withdrawal. Festival of Lights Diwali being celebrated across the country and abroad. President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend greetings on the occasion. U.S. President Donald Trump says ceasefire between Hamas and Israel is holding even as Tel Aviv continues its deadly strikes. And in ICC Women's Cricket World Cup, Sri Lanka set a target of 203 runs for Bangladesh to win the match. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.